The following program contains the opinions of the host, guests, and call-in participants. These do not necessarily represent the views of this show's distributors or sponsors. This program may contain obscene, profane, or otherwise objectionable language. Viewer discretion is advised. Hello, ladies and germs. It's 11 p.m. on the West Coast. No. I'll never get this right, will I? Never. It's 11 p.m. on the East Coast of the United States, 8 p.m. on the West Coast, 2 p.m. in the afternoon in Sydney, Australia, and here in Ilhan Omar's district in Northeast Minneapolis, it's 10 o'clock p.m. on Wednesday, February 14th, 2024. I'm Jim Peters, and welcome to another edition of Jim Peters at Night. This is episode number 84. I think last night I said it was 84. I was wrong. Episode number 84, and it's Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day. Yeah, love her all around. Now, we got a jam-packed show for tonight. First of all, Jeff Meyer is our guest tonight. He's a CEO and publisher of Conk News. They're our sponsor. He's going to be around. We shoot the shit with him. But before that, we have calling from Russia. Vladimir Putin, the president of Russia, is going to call in to talk about Valentine's Day. And I know you want to hear that. Everyone wants to know what Vlad thinks about love. Everybody. And then for the C block, we have an unannounced guest. I'm going to talk to my mother, my 99-year-old mother in southern Minnesota, we'll talk to her about love too. It's fantastic. And Jeff wanted me, on the rundown of what he wanted to talk about tonight, he says he wants to talk about the fact that Valentine's Day should be outlawed. Okay, we'll get to that. We will. Okay, so what do we got going on here? We got a lot of stuff going on. First of all, I want to thank Michael Harrison for coming on last night for World Radio Day, because he was the head of World Radio Day for the United Nations, and he graced us with he had a zillion things to do, and he still came on for half an hour. So God bless him. Thank you. We had a fantastic talk. It was a great show. They're all great shows. What am I talking about? Okay, so what do we got going on here? I'll tell you. Tonight, I already told you what got going on. We got Vlad Putin and Jeff Meyer. Tomorrow night, Nathan Wooster from the Epoch Times is going to be joining us. He's a regular guest on these programs. He comes on every 2-3 months. We talk to him about his beat is politics and environmental and energy issues, which he's an expert at. And he works for the Epoch Times, so you know what the politics are going to be conservative, because they hate communist China. And I've had people tell me, well, how can you work for such a right-wing organization? Well, shit, I hate China too. And also, I don't work for them. I don't. Contact there. We have a lot of people from the Epoch Times on. So, no, we don't work for them, but still doesn't matter. I hate communist China. Jeez, is that hard? You know, the way things are going here, we're going to have communist America in about 30 freaking seconds. Okay, so he's on tomorrow. We don't do Fridays. If you're new to this thing, we don't do Friday shows here. It's Monday through Thursday. Next Monday, Larry Newman is going to be on, because Larry can't be on the following Monday for the month in review. He's one of our normal panelists. And I said, well, you want to just come on a week early? He said, yes. He's a bail bondsman in Joplin, Virginia, Missouri. And I think he was or is the head of the Missouri Bail Bondsman Association, I think. And also, he's a bona fide Bigfoot investigator for the Bigfoot Field Research Organization. So we like a 2-for-1 there. We can talk about cashless bail, and we can talk about Bigfoot. It's like, oh, my God. It's like, do I have an erection? Yes, I do. And next Tuesday, we have Davis Hunt on.
Conk.com joined.
He's the editor and founder of The Pamphleteer. out of Nashville, Tennessee, which is mostly a local news website for Nashville, but they do, you know, like any new, like any local newspaper, if you want to call them that, whatever they're called now, I have no idea. Excuse me. They handle national and international issues too. It was Nathan Wooster's coming on tomorrow who recommended we book Davis Hunt. So it'll be really interesting. Davis likes to talk mostly about local news issues, and that's fascinating because, as I said last night, most people aren't interested in local news anymore. And you wonder why, because you can get the national news anywhere. We're saturated by it, including here, blah, 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 blah. I'm talking about it all the time. But, I don't talk about the Minneapolis news. Well, actually, I do, and I'll tell you right now, it's snowing here, which is, for this winter is amazing. We have had easily the driest and warmest winter on record here. It's not even close. I mean, the biggest snowstorm we've had this winter was on Halloween, October 31st, and we only got 2 inches of snow. I'm not kidding. Before this evening, I mean, it looks like in the last 3-4 hours, we've gotten a couple inches here. I don't know what the tally will be, but before today, we got 7 inches of snow here. And I think for this time of year, we'd have roughly 60. It's unbelievable. We have not had winter. And it's been 40 or 50 degrees almost every day. I mean, it was 40 degrees today, and now it's snowing. So go figure. I don't know. But at any rate, that's the weather report from Minneapolis, blah, blah, blah. You know, so we're going to talk to Davis Hunt next Tuesday. That'll be interesting. Now, you see this little banner on the bottom of the screen here? Okay, there's 3 ways you can connect to the show in real time, and we put you on the air. First of all, you can call in with your webcam, and that includes on your iPhone or whatever. You can FaceTime in. To do that, you've got to go to this address right here on your web browser, in your Google Chrome web browser, or if you're on your iPhone, it's Safari. That'll work. Jimandknight.com/call. There's a big blue button at the top of the screen. You press the button. You're in a preview screen. You get the crap out of your teeth and comb your hair and check your mic, and I put you in the queue. That's where that works. Or now, as of the first of this month, middle number there, you can call 563-999-3435, and we will put your audio phone call on the air. So then, your picture is not included, and that might please you. I don't know. I'm starting to think we are the first talk show in America to take video phone calls, but I'm starting to think a lot of you people haven't called in because you don't like picture on the screen. Well, there you go. Fuck you. You can dial in. Vladimir Putin's going to dial in. He's calling up on the phone. And then finally, on the right here, you can text in. And this is relatively new. We've had the text number since we started last year. But as of the first of the year, now you can text in real time. I have a monitor here on my left, your right. Right there, yeah. We will get your text messages. And the text number is 408-458-5088. You can also text us when we're not on the air. And you can leave us a voicemail at any time. You got 30 seconds, that number. So there you go. Now, tonight, Jeff is live, Vladimir is live, my mother's live. If you want to call in and talk to Jeff, and if you have questions for him, I'm sure he'll love it. So I would suggest don't call webcam in for that. Call in for that. Vlad's not going to be here very long. So that's what we got going on in this end. So we're gonna put Jeff on the air in a few minutes. I just want to mention the fact that last night, so I get done here about 11:30 Central Time, you know, and generally after we do clean up and gotta put stuff away and all sorts of stuff, around 12:30, I get home. I live very close to here, our studio, and my general routine is I turn on the TV and I will watch Gutfeld, which I tape every night. Anyway, I'm going to save that story because Vladimir's here. Hold on a second, just a second. President Putin, can you hear me?
Hello, can you hear me?
Hello.
Hello, Dimitri. How are you doing?
I am good. I'm good. How are you doing?
It's great. Happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah. So, Mr. President Bruin, were you in the hospital or something like that?
I had a little knee surgery. That's about it. That's all. But what I really want to... Pardon me?
No, you had surgery?
Just a little knee surgery, that's all. Just a little knee surgery. But I really want to talk about Valentine's Day.
Yes, that's why we asked you to come on. Thank you.
Oh, it's a special day for men. Maybe women. It's much. I think Valentine's Day should be all about men. Men are much better than women. As such,
I don't know if you're watching this, President Putin, but I have a picture of you shirtless on the screen.
Oh, yes. Some bro love there. It should be center of attention as God intended. Women don't, they don't need a special holiday for gifts, since men already provide needs on a daily basis.
Say again? What?
I say women don't need special holiday for gifts, since men already provide needs on a daily basis.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Now, do you have any special messages? Go ahead.
I do. I have a few greetings I want to share with this America. Special list for man Valentine sentiment.
Okay.
No love. But first, I would like to talk about a couple of big events that happened. First, very fascinating to us in Russia, you have Super Bowl. Even Super Bowl don't like women. As I understand it, an honorable leader of Indian warriors beat a bunch of gold diggers. A strong metaphor of alpha male dominance over women, no? Duh.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I suppose.
You had the Mardi Gras, Fat Tuesday?
Yes, that's
special,
right.
Special, as I understand, you lift shirt to give beads?
Yes.
That's correct?
Uh-huh.
I wonder if honorable leader of Indian warriors know about this awesome deal on beads. It seems like good things for chiefs to take advantage.
I don't know.
You have a President's Day. You have day devoted to the birthday of president coming up next week. I thought that was
on Monday.
Holiday.
Right.
Washington's birthday. I'm not a big fan of Washington. His birthday... You know his birthday is actually on 22nd, but you celebrate every year on Monday because, well, let's be honest, even Americans think he's not really worth it. So my opinion, he's not off.
Are you saying that we celebrate on Monday because we need a day off?
It's just the boringest day to pick for a boring president. That's what I'm saying. Monday, it's not good. You know, you don't even care about president yourself. You give a Monday holiday. Here's the holiday for you. It's scum under the trash can. You take that day. We take all the other good days.
Yeah, we do.
Speaking of president, my favorite president, Donald Trump.
Who's that?
And he
Donald
gets
Trump?
First Valentine's gift. Yes, he gets first Valentine's gift because for saying when he's elected, he would encourage me to do whatever the hell I want. You hear that, right? That is best give Valentine gift better. He's better than any blowjob from women because I will have entire country.
Yeah.
Also,
I think you have plenty of booze already too. So.
Also, whatever the hell I want? Are you kidding me? I challenge you to find that kind of freedom with women. It cannot be done. I will prove. Here's the test. Next time when wife asks you what are you doing, try saying whatever the hell I want and see how that goes.
Yeah. No, that won't work.
Just sit back, see how that goes. Another man, Valentine, I would say, is House Speaker Mike Johnson for delaying aid to Ukraine. He's truly deserving of Valentine. Again, not as good as doing whatever the hell I want, but still a very nice sentiment and well-deserving about Valentine's good evening. So he deserves one.
Also. Okay. All right.
I think special Valentine's love should go out to those in prison who do not have any access to manly love. I would especially like to thank Enrico Tarrio and Stuart Rhodes, Proud Boys and Oath Keepers. They are in prison for a seditious conspiracy. Would a woman do that for me?
No.
not only try to overturn government for you, but also serve prison time for you? When I become president of the United States, I will pardon them all. That is my promise.
Okay. And that'll be very soon, won't it?
I mean, we tried election rigging, back-channel candidate funding, running on candidates. None of that's working, so I had to try a straight turning over government approach. Special Valentine's greetings to them for being so loyal. All my love to them in prison for me.
Okay. Who else?
Now, this one might surprise you. I want to thank Hakeem Jeffries. He is a Democratic leader. Because he said Republicans are either going to stand with Americans' national security or continue to stand with Vladimir Putin, told the reporters after a morning meeting with Democratic caucus. So all Republicans get special Valentine's from me, all Republicans. If they're all standing with Vladimir Putin, they all get special Valentine's from me. What a tremendous thing.
It feels good.
Yes, and I would say one last one I would give Valentine's out to is it's one exception to no women's Valentine, a very special Valentine's. I want to give to women in the United States, and that's Taylor Swift. Is that Taylor Swift? Is that how you say it?
Yes.
It is, because she has been so effective in riling up my base. In less than 1 minute on Most Watch Super Bowl, she has accomplished more fervency than ever from my base, and I would never be able to achieve that inspiration that amount of time. She's gifted an art of manipulation.
Yeah, she should come pay a visit to you. I think she needs to do a concert in Russia.
Oh, yes, that would be incredible. I would love that. Very nice. How was your Valentine's? What did you do on Valentine's?
Well, before I tell you that, I got to tell you that while you were talking to me here, somebody just texted me a picture of a naked woman. So I don't know who that is, but whatever.
Oh, wow. Just random women. I usually just get that in person, random women coming up and showing me that they're naked.
The thing is,
they look
President
strong
Putin,
men.
You have to understand, the people who watch the show are mostly old perverts. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's why I watch the show all the time.
Yeah. Oh, my Valentine's Day was fine. My wife wanted a latte, and that's what I got her. So it was simple.
Yeah, you must be married for a long time.
That's right.
Because this doesn't fly on first anniversary. You don't give a girlfriend latte.
That's right. No.
When you're married 20, 50, 80 years, you just kind of, thankful I didn't fart under the covers, right? I didn't do that
That's
today,
right.
So happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
That's for you.
Yeah, thank you. Did you have a nice Valentine's Day?
I did. I have a really good Valentine's Day with my ballerina friend, and we may have done some pirouettes together, but it's good, very fun. I like Valentine's Day, but again, this Valentine's Day, I think it grows out to the pros and people who make a difference in the world, not the women, but the men in the world. They're much more important. They deserve Valentine's.
Oh man, well. Well, Mr. President, I think he just got us canceled, but that's fine. It was going to happen sooner or later anyway, so.
Oh, no, you aren't free. This is free speech, America. That's what you celebrate, is difference of opinion. That's how, we may have been really good at persuading some people from a Russian point of view. It's free speech over there. Say what you want, so you don't have to. You can say whatever you want.
If I've accomplished anything here, it's that I've convinced people, some half of the people, that Bigfoot is real. So, and I don't even know if he is. So, but whatever.
Bigfoot. Yeah. You like American Bigfoot and Sasquatch and Yeti and Loch Ness.
Yeah.
No Loch Ness is in America, but I think they'd be good to get together. But you know what?
Yeah,
there's no female. What would you call it? Predominates. I can't think of American language.
you mean
caricatures as monsters? There's no female ones, you know, because they don't have to change shapes to be monsters. They just themselves, right?
You've got a point.
Yeah,
that's right.
They're scary all of themselves. Like, for example, Valentine's Day, you get the latte. On first anniversary, they turn into monsters. So you don't need shape-shifting or anything like that. They just, that's how they are. And very scary. Men are very scared of women. And we got to change that. We should change that. So happy Valentine's Day to all the women.
Yeah. I want to thank you for calling, President Putin. It's been very, very nice to talk to you. And also, your comments on love have been well taken. So I'm glad that America can hear this from me, directly from you.
Oh, I appreciate the soundboard that I have. Is soundboard, is that right? Where I can talk freely in America and give my opinion on things. So hopefully this has been enlightening, me telling you that Valentine's Day should be for men, not for women, and we have much to accomplish.
And you'll call back someday, I hope, right?
So anything you want to talk about, I will, yeah, definitely go back. I love your show. Very, you support a lot of things I support. So we connected that tip. Is that what they say? You cannot be me now.
Something like that. Or at the knee or something, I don't know.
That's a Valentine card I saw. That is. Where you cannot escape me. And I will give you that Valentine card, and it will be true.
I feel love right now. I feel love coming through the phone.
Love from Putin to America. Love.
Thank
from
you,
Putin,
President Putin. Appreciate it. Thanks for calling.
Thank you very
talk
much.
To you soon.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Happy Valentine. Bye.
Thank you. That's Vladimir Putin, the president of Russia, calling from Moscow to wish us all a happy Valentine's Day. And apparently, so I've got his picture up on the screen here, and that was. There's a lot of manly love there. I don't know if you got any of that, but yeah. So let's okay, fine. Yeah. All right. So Jeff's in the queue, and I'm gonna play the 12-second bumper, and we'll put him on. Here we go. Hello, friend.
Good evening.
Did you hear any of Vladimir Putin's?
I did.
Yeah. I know. He loves everybody.
All right. He's stealing the love after Tucker was there.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I put that in the show notes about the fact, Tucker doesn't have anything on us. We get Vladimir to call on Valentine's Day. So,
right.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't you look good?
Thank you. Yeah.
You're in the second floor cabin of your six-car garage.
Six-car garage. Yep. I turned all the cars off.
That's good.
Finally snowing here.
Yes, it is.
It's finally snowing. So you go outside and it's like quiet. It's like death is upon us.
Yeah.
Falling snow just takes away all sounds. It's a strange phenomenon.
It is. It is.
Walk out on a night like tonight where for 80% of the winter it's been crunchy leaves like fall, and now you walk outside and it's just dead quiet with the falling snow. So
I've never asked you, Jeff, do you have trouble with allergies? Is that a thing with you? Oh, because I do.
Work and taxes. Those are my two allergies.
I do have trouble with allergies, and because there was no snow on the ground, it's been a killer. Because you get out of the mold from the, it's just terrible. I don't want to, yeah, whatever. All right, so I got a list here of stuff I want to talk to you about.
Yes, it's been a while. I haven't been able to be on here and be angry, so.
Yeah, it's true.
We do appreciate you plugging conk.com, and we are seeing a nice uptick in website traffic that people are checking it out, so.
I'm glad to hear that. I am.
Yeah. It's good that if you're looking for news aggregation and tired of news aggravation, then come to conk.com because we don't aggravate you, we aggregate you.
Well put. I love the alliteration. I always love that shit. Hey, I actually grabbed, so, you know, I got the confirm page queued up here to show, and we'll show it at the end, before you leave. But I grabbed an article off of there just before we started here, about maybe roughly, let's see, 45 minutes ago, about the fact that Rasmussen, or this is on World News Daily, they're reporting that two different polling firms have now confirmed the fact that if you took the mail-in balloting out of the 2020 election, Trump would have won.
Yeah.
They ran like 29 tests and he passed like 26 of them or something like that.
Yeah, I saw that article. Well, and that was at the top of the page. The article right before I came on is the article of Hillary Clinton's girl toy, Huma Abedin, is now dating George Soros' sexy son, Alex Soros. So,
no.
So.
Oh, my God.
Hide the kids, because Wiener's going to be sending out text pictures of his penis.
Could this woman find more losers? I mean, Jesus Christ. It's like, unbelievable. That's incredible. So you know what happened? I don't know if I had a chance to tell you this. I think it was Monday when I was doing the spot for Squonk News. The page rolled over literally while we were doing the spot.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, it was actually really, really cool. The thing, it all flipped over literally while it was on the screen. So I have to show people that. So for what people don't know what we're talking about, the news on Squonk News updates every 3 hours. And I don't know, what time it's, you know, it's a server thing, whatever. But
right.
whenever we were showing the front page and I was commenting on it, and it actually flipped over right what we were doing. So that was pretty cool. So no, it's real.
Yes, right. It does aggregate, not aggravate.
Yes, correct. Right. So
thanks
now,
for the plug with, I saw your news release for Harrison's UN World Radio Day.
Yeah.
I thought at first this was some kind of spoof you were doing.
Yeah, no, it is. No, this was real. I know.
Yeah, and then I'm like, this is a legit deal.
Yes, it is.
Awesome that he was the person this year.
I know. I'm astonished he came on with all the shit he had to do. But no, he spent half an hour with us. It was really amazing. Yeah.
That's great.
I know.
What a good guy.
Yeah, he's a fantastic guy. I know. Yeah, so no, he was the point man for the UN. He spent 6 months working on that. It was pretty cool. So I got
You got some questions?
Yes. I have a couple of comments here. First of all, I wanted to tie what you wanted to talk about to those polls about the fact that you said, wrote in your note that why do Democrats act like any Republican is a threat? Now that's for damn fucking sure, because this guy in Santos's district flipped over to blue last night. And it appears that the reason that probably happened, although I have to admit, I did not think she was a particularly strong candidate, the Republican woman, but still, if they had a major snowstorm, and if that hadn't happened, you know, the Republicans wait till Election Day to vote. They don't vote ahead of time. I do, but they don't, you know. And they had a major snowstorm in New York State yesterday, and that probably kept a lot of people away from the polls. So I don't know.
And that was a former blue seat.
Yeah.
Right.
It was his.
This is just a retread Democrat, and he's a white guy. So,
yeah.
I mean, again, the American electorate is illiterate because they don't understand that if you don't create change by voting new people in. I mean, even though Santos was a scumbag and gamed the system, that's what you want as your representative, because they go in there and they're looking around. They don't know what the hell to do, so nothing gets done. And in America, we're always supposed to be achieving. Well, you don't want your government to achieve shit.
Especially now.
Just sit there.
Right.
Yeah. Yes. So, I was watching Mika and Joe this morning.
I don't know.
And
Jeff, before you go on, I don't know how often you watch the show here. I'm constantly talking about the fact that you're watching them because I find that just hilarious.
Oh, you can't. If you want to get, like, the juices of the day going, just turn those two clowns on. So Mika's got this box in the middle of the table because it's a Valentine's Day gift.
Oh,
for
my
Joel.
God. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Right? Yeah, and it ends up being a big bell where she can ring it and say, I need a coffee. I mean, it's so, it's House of Cards, you know. I mean, it's literally the House of Cards show every morning.
Yeah.
And they're saying, the Republicans really need to figure out, they're just getting their butts kicked all over, you know, Santos's seat goes back. Well, then there's someone on the panel that throws the cold water on him like, hey, this guy's already known, right? They already know who this guy is against an unknown minority woman who they're not going to, I mean, white America is really leery of voting for minorities, especially in the Democrat Party.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And so, or especially
in the Republican Party.
Cross over.
Right.
If the Democrats were going to cross over and vote for someone new. And so basically by the end of this gal's 5-minute rant, you know, I'm like, well, at least she brought some reality to it. But this has nothing to do with the presidential election. And again, not that the Republicans can do anything. And that's why I want to get to this. I had a conversation 2 weeks ago with a really good friend. We've been on the opposite side of the table as far as politics. And so we were up in northern Wisconsin driving around, and all of a sudden he says something about Lauren Bob Boebert is going to have to go back to prostitution. She's not going to get reelected. And I looked at him and I said, "What? Who cares?" I said, "What? What do you care?" "Well, you know, she's this and she's that." I said, "Well," and at this point, it's like, you know what? We've been friends for 25 years. I'm sick of this stupid conversation shit. I said, "Well, what do you think of Ted Cruz?" Because I know he hates Ted Cruz.
You're just pushing buttons. Okay,
yeah,
right.
So he lays into what a mean son of a bitch Ted Cruz is. And I said, "No, this guy was a successful salesperson, a rainmaker in his industry. This guy could sell, you know, $50 million worth of product in a year. I mean, this dude was a player."
Uh-huh.
So I just said, you know, being a rainmaker, if I would have came into a conference room and you there as a rainmaker, me as a consultant, and here's one of your competitors, and I said, "Joe, the competitor thinks they're going to kick your ass and make a difference," you as a rainmaker would say, "Ha, I don't think so." So why do you think Ted Cruz, who's been in the minority party his whole political career, why would he whip you up? You've been in the majority party your whole life. You're 70 years old. Why do you make it sound like you're afraid of what Ted Cruz says? Why do you even bring his name up? Well, I said, no. You can't. The Democrats have been in power basically your whole life.
Yes.
Other than these little snippets, a Bush here, a Reagan there, a Trump here, on the federal level, he's a Minnesotan. The Democrats, other than 7 years in my lifetime since 1965, have been at least in control of two of the houses, either the governor and one of the houses, Congress or the Senate. 51 of the 58 years I've been alive.
Yeah.
I said, so why do you bring up like Lauren Boebert's a threat? I said, do you have any, well, he claims he's an independent. I said, well, who do you have the same anxiety or anger towards in the Democrat Party? Crickets. I said, you know, I think you should wake up in the morning, Joe, and look in the mirror and say, I'm full of shit.
Well, good for you. Seriously.
You're fucking intellectually dishonest. Because all the shit that you bitch about is delivered to you by your party.
Yeah, right now.
I'm in Minneapolis. He won't go near Minneapolis. He's scared shitless. He's an old white guy.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, he just changed his whole life because of the politics of his party and what they've done. And yet he's bringing up Lauren Boebert and Ted Cruz. Well, for the next 45 minutes in our drive around northern Wisconsin, it was quite peaceful. I said, hey, if you don't have a mirror, I'll get you one so you can say to yourself you're full of shit and intellectually dishonest in the morning, and maybe your life will change, and you'll say, I'm part of this problem. I'm pointing my finger at as a straw man, boogeyman, and it's really me. It's you voting for these idiots saying Ted Cruz is a problem. Ted Cruz has no power.
You and I have always talked about this, but this is another example of this, I think, that all liberals share two things in terms of their personalities. They can't admit that they're wrong, and they can't apologize. They're incapable
Correct.
Of it.
Correct.
You know, and this guy, no, he can't admit he's wrong, you know?
No. No, hell no.
No. Uh-uh. I mean, I don't even know who you're, I don't even know you're talking. I don't know who you're talking about, but still, I just know he does. He can't admit he's wrong. You know,
he couldn't if his life depended on it, and that's where these lines are going to cross, right? The intellectual dishonesty with we're going broke every day in this country.
Oh, shit! That's right.
You know, and so you can kick your feet and say, oh, I don't this and that. When those two lines really intersect at a high level, which they're aimed at each other, it's not going to matter. You can sit there and say, well, that isn't what I expected or wanted, but we're going to be there. You know, the Fed lied to the American public that the interest rate would come down sometime in the early part of 2024.
Right.
They can't do it.
No, they can't. No. If I'm right, I think they just admitted today they can't do it. Did I
Correct.
See that?
Yes.
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 Right.
And so you have all this spending and this government spending that's going to continue to drive prices up because the government's buying, consuming all these goods, all these materials for construction, bullshit, roads, schools. And so that inflation's stuck on that gas pedal is stuck to the floor and they can't do anything with the interest rates. And this is going to crush people. You know, they're going to have a 35% interest rate on their credit cards.
Well, Jeffrey, isn't it, I can't even get over the gaslighting of the administration. Just keep going saying, well, you know, we've got a great economy. Bullshit. It couldn't be farther. They keep saying, I mean, there's so much fucking propaganda bullshit that comes out. It's mind-boggling. So I don't know if you saw this. I actually sent this to you, and I'm going to post this on our blog, our show blog, that some guy, this is for Barrett News Media, which is actually a radio and television trade publication, but he wrote an article about the fact he said, well, you know, he thinks that finally, and he used as the benchmark this Michael Rappaport, this actor, who's been, he's been a flaming liberal for all his life, and he finally got on a podcast last week and said, you know, I'm starting to think they're lying to me. No shit.
Yeah. Right, and again, those are like millennials and Gen Zers. If they find out that you've been lying to them, they will turn away from you and never give you another chance.
Yeah.
Because that's how they were raised.
Right.
You know? And so the Democrats have such a big problem, and the Republicans can't do anything to solve their own problems because they are just a bunch of turds.
Well, let's talk about that. What is the fucking problem with the Republicans? How come they can't get their shit together? I mean, traditionally the Republicans are the party of money, and they can't seem to ever come up with enough money. I don't understand. You know?
Yeah, I think it's just in the DNA. You know, it's the, hey, there's a shiny squirrel, and they turn and they go, right?
Okay.
I mean, that's how they run their
right.
businesses. That's
yeah.
how they operate. Just that's how they're programmed, where the Democrats love to be taught by school. Number one, show up on time. Number two, listen to authority. And they just drum that, and that's how they want their world to go. Well, that is not how the rest of the world is going to react to, because the rest of the world is looking to say, America is sick financially. What's going to happen if they actually tip down and have some real problems? And the other thing that the Democrats don't ever acknowledge is the media is their wild card, right?
Yes.
If they come up with a stupid idea, right, Ron DeSantis says no sex or whatever in the bill. They take those words, even though they're not in the bill, and they just keep accentuating the lie.
Yeah.
And that is why no one trusts the media.
Right.
So the mainstream media, they would rather come and listen to two idiots like us talk about how real life works and they can relate to the stuff we're talking about.
Yeah, but that's right? True. Like, they can.
Like inflation, I was working with a customer today trying to look at how they can lower some of their just overhead costs. And so I was going through their trash bills, you know, their trash bills. And they have heavy construction product debris that they sometimes have to bring back to their warehouse to dispose of and then whatever they generate internally. And so I just took the last 3 years of bills and I just threw out, because COVID doesn't count, right?
Right.
Those years don't count. So I took part of 22 as we were coming out of it. But really, I just took the last 4 months, 2 months of this year, the last 2 months of last year, and I said, here's the deal. The cost of this, of the rubbish company to pick up your three-yard dumpster is $318. Here it is in February bill, January bill, December bill, November bill. All that's the same. Even though diesel's up and wages are up and shit's up, I said, here's where the government has figured out another way to tax people, their customers, that they have to pass the cost to without ever having to be accused of raising taxes. Environmental fees.
Oh, God.
The taxes. So the bill this for February was $685. The cost to the cost that the rubbish company was going to get off the bill was $315. $370 was going to taxes and environmental fees.
God, that's just disgusting.
Right?
Yeah.
And so if the owner is sitting and having a beer at the country club and says, this fucking garbage bill's out of control, I got to raise my prices again, everyone's going to go, you already make too much money. Right? And if he tries to explain it to people that, hey, I'm just the mechanism for the government to get the money out of you who buys my products.
Right.
You're going to look at him and say, too bad. Who cares? That's not my problem. But that's on every trash bill that you go in and interact with a business.
Right.
And so the government has figured out this game. And until there's absolutely a financial crisis, this stuff will continue to just, you know, my guess is, I told him, I said, I bet you by November of this year that $375 goes up another 5 to 8%. Because there's some kind of legislation out there that's going to go through.
Yeah. And you know they need more money, of course. They do.
Right. They never have enough.
They never have enough. That's right. That's right. I don't know. At some point, I mean, this country was founded on illegal taxation, and at some point it's going to happen again.
Yes.
People are going to rebel. That's all there is to it. You know, and so you just brought up about like November. So I have Murray Sabrin on this show. I got friends who are in finance. There a lot of people think there's going to be a huge, huge financial crisis sometime before the election. Do you think so?
Yes, yes. Well, look at the stock market was up 13% this year. For what? I mean, what?
Right.
Tell me what looks better.
I know.
If it's a predictor of 6 to 8 months out. What's going to be better? in the Midwest, there's no snow.
Right? Yeah.
So
yeah.
What are the
least
cops
here,
gonna do?
Right.
What would make you think things will be better? Just looking at our weather pattern.
Yeah.
Wages are up in the state of Minnesota as of January 1. Every employee, part-time or full-time, gets to earn up to 5 days of sick time.
Yeah. Well, now, my accountant's just talking to me about this today because she's going nuts. Apparently, calculating this is crazy.
It's an accounting nightmare.
Yeah,
for
it
tracking.
Is. Right.
So think of your average bar.
Yeah.
Right? People are like, well, who cares? It's a bar. Well, they might have 20 to 30 employees.
Yeah.
Part-time.
Right.
You know, it's not a 9-to-5 job. It's
no.
Open at 11 in the morning before lunch, and they close at 2 a.m.
Yeah, and you got about 15, 20 people probably only working like 15 hours a week. You know?
You got it. And now
right.
You got to track this. You got to accumulate this shit, put it on their
yes.
paycheck stub for 50 part-time employees.
Yes. Right.
You know, this isn't Target. Target's
no.
like, well, who cares?
She's pulling her hair out. It's like,
oh, this is going to catch some people, and you're going to just see, you're going to be going down the road and go, well, why did Joe's barbecue fucking close?
Yeah.
Well, because they looked at it and said, we don't know how to do this paperwork. Fuck this. We are done.
So
we're done.
Is the president or is the Democratic Party, let me bring up something else that was on my notes for tonight to run by you. You probably saw this. So Representative Barbara Lee, who's running for the Senate in California, but she's a congressman right now from California, she wants to enact federally $50 minimum wage. And I don't understand. And then the president goes on fucking TikTok on Super Bowl Sunday. He's talking about his shrinkflation on his snacks. These people don't seem to understand even the basics of economics.
They don't.
I just mind boggles my mind. He's
well,
81.
Remember, most of them are attorneys. So
yeah,
they have no concept
right.
of
that's
how
true.
A real business transaction
right.
happens because just because you called them, they get paid.
Right.
They don't have to deliver a damn thing, good, bad.
That's correct.
They just, the minute you call, they hit the taxi cab fare button and they're making money. So they have no idea how it works to get a product to market, to have a satisfied customer that wants to buy that product again.
Right.
And that's true for our federal government and our state and our local. Most of those people are attorneys.
Yeah. No,
and so they don't get it. Joe doesn't get it.
No, he doesn't
right?
at all. And he never did.
He's
has nothing to do with his dementia. No. He just doesn't
correct. He never understood how the dollar moved through our economy.
No, right. So this woman stands up in during her Senate debate and she says, yeah, she said, no, I was serious about the $50 an hour minimum wage. Well, you know, that'll bankrupt the whole fucking country. You know, you go right ahead.
Yeah.
But they don't care.
And again, she's so illiterate that she doesn't understand if this pay the server $50 an hour. The fucking hamburger is going to be $150.
That's correct.
The guy in cooking it wants $50.
Right.
Right. The busboy gets $50. The trash guy gets $50. The delivery guy gets $50.
Yeah.
It's still not a living wage because it raises all cost of living.
Yeah.
Everything goes up proportionately.
Correct. And the shrinkflation thing, there's like the president doesn't understand competition. It's like, people raise their prices as much as they can, but they can't raise them past a certain point because your competitor will undercut you. So it's like, you know.
Or everyone will discontinue offering the product.
Right.
Right?
Yeah,
so
right.
What you're seeing is, yep, that bag of chips is sold by weight, not volume.
Yeah.
So they pump air in there. So one, the product isn't little pieces when you get it. But two, they know you're only going to spend $5 for a bag of chips. There might be one chip in there someday because that's all you get for $5.
That's right.
It's not the size of the package, Joe. Just ask Jill.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
That's good. I don't know
so
if that.
Yeah, there's a bunch of stuff that's in motion that only gets fixed by painful, painful change. I don't know if America's got the stones for it, but it's coming, and it's coming this year.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of people agree with you. I mean, Harry Dent, the economist, he said he thinks that before the end of the year, the entire American economy is going to completely collapse.
Yeah,
you know?
Well, look at Bitcoin. It's up at 52,000 today.
Yeah.
People say, well, that's just fake. It is what it is.
That's right. I know. Jeffrey,
no more bullshit than your dollar is worth a dollar.
I've been saying it's fake for 15 years, and at some point I got to say I'm wrong. It's $52,000, man. It's like,
right.
You know?
Right. And if you don't want it, someone else does.
Well, apparently somebody does, so, you know.
So, I mean, that's the part. That's what they can't go back to. It's crazy to be in buying Bitcoin, right? Well,
yeah.
In January of last year, you could have got that same one for 19,000.
Yeah.
How many did people buy?
I don't know. I didn't.
People bought it at 19.
I didn't.
Now people can sell it at 52.
Yeah. That's the idea. Buy low, sell high. That's what you're supposed to do.
Well, the beauty of the Bitcoin is you can buy a little chunk of it.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Buy a whole one.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Try to tear a dollar the corner off and say, here's a dime's worth.
No. Yeah. Yeah.
So
the whole thing with the stock market I find kind of scary because to me it's kind of the calm before the storm. I mean, you're absolutely right. It's going up and for no discernible reason. That's the part
They hedged the first 45 days, right? The 31 in January and 13 into February with this interest rate. The Fed's going to do something to bring that pressure off the American consumer. And they ran that thing up before the CPI came out, betting that the CPI, that consumer price index, was going to be under 3%, and it isn't. It was 3.1 or 3.2, meaning it went up.
Yes.
They were
right.
Thinking it would come down to some degree.
Correct.
To make Powell say, yeah, I have to do something.
So I'm kind of change the subject, but I'm not going to, because I think there's a thread here. So I don't know if you heard this, and this has only came out like 3 or 4 hours ago. NBC News is saying that, you know, all that big thing about Robert Herr's report, and that he said that the president didn't know when his son died and all this sort of shit, and the president gets on Thursday night, gets on TV and says, how dare they even ask me that question, blah, blah, blah. There's two people who were in that meeting, that interrogation, who have independently told NBC News, a left-wing media outlet too, that no one in the interrogation team actually ever asked Biden about the death of his son, that Biden himself brought it up. My point
push
is...
Push me over with the feather.
Say again?
Push me over with the feather.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. That's my point.
Biden would bring that up.
Yeah. And there's the thread here. The thread here is like, we are constantly lied to. Constantly. And people finally seem to kind of sort of figure that out. I mean,
right.
You know, I don't know.
And it was an interview, not an interrogation.
Yes. Whatever you want to call it. But the point.
An interrogation is he was a hostage locked in. he knew how to disarm the bomb.
Well, maybe he thought that, you know. Yeah, but the point is, yeah, Herr never actually asked him that question. No one, they never asked him. No, Joe brought it up on his own, and he got it wrong.
That's another surprise.
Right? Yeah, I know, really. I know. Wow.
Not as much Joe does get right. You got to admire his handlers, right? They got to tell him that this is what this report says. So somehow they got to have a chalkboard with candy dots so he can follow along.
Yeah.
And he gets a little scoop of ice cream every time. Okay, Joe, we're going to the next thing. This is what it says. And then he gets done it. And for some reason, the synopsis worked, and he's pissed off, right? Everyone knows what an old, pissed off grandpa is.
And that's what he is, right. That's right.
And that's what he is. And so he says, I'm going to go out there and tell these dipshits what's right and what's wrong. And they're like, no, 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 no. And a lot to like Trump. I mean, again, it is Trumpish what Joe did and Joe-ish what Trump did, right, on January 6th. Trump's people had to have said, don't go down there and speak. This can only go bad.
That's right. Yeah.
There's no upside to this, Mr. President.
Correct. That's right.
Same conversation Joe's handlers said last Thursday. Don't go out there. It can only go bad.
Yeah.
Go to bed. You're 6 hours past your bedtime. Let's talk about it in the morning. I mean, at noon when you get out of bed tomorrow. But no, it's a guy thing. No bullshit. I'm going to go fix this.
That's right.
Right now.
And then he does the thing. He takes the questions. He gets really angry, but he does okay. And then he's heading toward the door, and somebody asks a question, and he turns around and goes back to the podium, and all shit breaks loose. I'm watching Jon Stewart, and Stewart said, my God, you had the win. What are you doing?
Hold on. I'm a Viking. I got to fumble this thing away.
That's right. That's right. Figure out a way to lose.
It's up to me to shit my bed, and I'm going to.
Oh my God!
But this is
really frightening. I mean, we have basically an independent legal confirmation that this guy is not capable of being president, and kind of in some ways, kind of nobody cares. I don't know. It's
right.
Like
the guy that can push the button to the nukes doesn't have any memory. The guy carrying the suitcase. Our general or whatever the hell, it's not Milley, the guy with the colon problem.
Yeah.
Right? He can't stay
Austin,
healthy.
Yeah, right.
Austin.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, this is a train wreck we're living.
Yeah, it is.
We are on the cars and we are off the rails.
Right.
And you're going to hit a tree sooner or later.
Yeah. And I was
and
watching.
Maybe not in February. But by November, you're going to feel what it's like to be in a boxcar headed for the woods.
And so somebody was saying on cable news this afternoon about the fact that also talking about that boxcar hit in the woods, they would replace Joe in a second if it wasn't for the fact that Kamala would be president or the nominee, you know, and the no one.
Yeah, right, because she.
She's
I mean,
worse.
That, again, what is she? She's an attorney.
Yeah.
She's an attorney.
Right.
And so they know she's got no clue of how to work with people because she's used to saying, let's get in the courtroom for bullshit. We're going to write out this bunch of mumbo jumbo and shove it across the table and they can decipher it and then they can get back. I mean, there are day-to-day things that the president has to get done and has to be accountable for this whole big machine to keep running, and it's pretty obvious she has zero ability.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
She's not even like a 1% ability. She's
no.
Has zero.
Well, she's, I mean, I hate to say it, she's remarkably stupid. I mean, she just is.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
I mean, when she first decided to run, you know, I remember she gave that, you know, her announcement speech, 20,000 people showed up. I thought, well, look, this chick's pretty she's pretty attractive. She's well spoken. She's an outgoing personality. I didn't realize how stupid she was.
Right. Yes. I mean, just has no idea she does this. Oh.
Yeah, I know.
Tackle.
Right.
Yeah, Willie Brown did her no justice pushing her through the system.
Yeah.
Because he liked what she did for him.
Yeah, he had fun though.
Yeah. Right.
I bet she's good at that. I mean, I hate to say it. I shouldn't say that, but, you know.
I mean, again, it's that's the problem with our government is they just wreck people's humanity.
Yeah, and that's also the reason nobody of any accomplishment wants to run for office either. I mean.
Right, right. Trump just likes it because he gets to fly his big jet all over the country.
Yeah.
Come off it, say some shit, and then move on.
I mean,
in
46 presidents, he's the only person who took the office and ended up, as far as lifestyle is concerned, actually took the step down, you know?
Yes.
Everyone
right.
else, you know, well, oh my God, look at that guy. I'm living in the White House. You know, he doesn't give a fuck. You know, I got my own goddamn airplane. I got gold toilets at home. So it's like, this is just another piece of real estate.
Right, which I would have remodeled years ago.
That's right. We'll take a wall out here, and we'll put a stairway there. And it's like, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, I know. It's like he's the only one.
Green over here.
Jesus, God.
Yeah, no, it is, I you know, drives my wife crazy that I say I am here for a reason at this time. I'm not sure. I still seek out what my life path is, God has laid out for me. But I know one thing. We're all here at this time for a reason.
Yeah, we are. That's true.
And we should say, we're here to say no more. We don't need any more wars. We don't need any more bombs.
Hell, we really don't even need any more laws, like you said.
No.
We got plenty.
We don't need any more food. We need to take our waste and feed the rest of the starving world and say to corporate America, fuck you, that you're supposed to profit off of that. WHO,
yeah.
We don't need you. We don't need any of that shit. We can get along as people. We do it every day.
Yeah.
We don't care what someone's religion is when they come into our business and say, I want to buy your product.
You know, Jeff, David Strom from Hot Air is a regular guest on this show. And the last time he was here, he said, and I thought this was really prescient. He said, you know, you're talking about Conk News or Hot Air or this show. He said, you know, maybe individually we don't have a lot of impact, but cumulatively together, people are starting to pay attention, you know?
Yes. Yeah.
So it's like a famous quote from Mahatma Gandhi. He said, what you do is insignificant, but it's essential that you do it. And that's true.
Correct.
You know, right.
Yes. It's our little cog in
that's
this
right.
wheel that we're supposed to be there. And when the gear comes around, we're in it and we're moving it.
Right. That's right. So I just, in case, you know, I have to remind myself of this regularly. And in case you need reminding, call me.
Yes. Yeah. No, this is for everyone that at some point finds this broadcast. Your job is to figure out how to make things better. Not to bitch about the problems. Everyone knows what that is. But to say, how can I change for the better? How can I help someone else and not judge them that they got into this predicament? But how? I'm reading this book series called Conversations with God. It came out in the late or mid-90s.
Yeah, I was going to say.
If it's blasphemous or not, but
the book sounds familiar.
The book series is God explaining that you can't have good without evil, right?
Yeah.
You don't have day without night. There's these diodes out there. There's these two things. It's the triunes. It's the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. It's where there's three things that come together is where the movement in our universe comes from. He's got some really good stuff on aliens and other.
Who wrote that? Do you remember? Because
I can find it.
I'm kind of familiar with the book. I've heard of it before.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, super. I don't know why it's in my reading pile. I found it I got all four. There was four of them. I don't know when I ordered them, how I got them. Somehow they're in my reading stack and I'm going through them. Anyway, Neil, the author, is having this conversation with God and he just keeps getting frustrated with this whole thing. Like God saying, it just doesn't matter, right? The things you think matter don't matter in the universe and in your timeline. You have to learn to live in the contradiction. Right? You got to live in the dash of your life. You were born here. You're going to die here. That dash part, the contradiction is you might think it's all good, but people are living with the all evil side. And pretty soon that evil side is going to come towards you just because you're alive.
Yeah.
That's how life is.
Right.
And how do you live in that contradiction and deal with it without saying, I give up? And that's where we're at right now. We're the dash part of our life, because we still have, we're in the dash. We aren't dead yet. How do you live in that contradiction and make it better? And we all have to take a little bit, a better angle at making it better. You know, volunteer. Yeah. Go read to kids. And when they say, you got to read this crap, say, hey, how about if I just read this? It's more neutral than either side. Pick something in the middle. Teach a kid how to do something physically with their hands. I mean, there's so many things we can do just a little bit to make it a little bit better. And cumulatively, to Gandhi's point, that will make things better.
Yeah, it will. That was, thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. That was very inspirational. It was. And I think people needed to hear.
You're still going to get people saying I'm always angry, and they're right. But.
No. What they said, you're depressing. That's what they said.
I tried to fluff it up with angry.
Okay. That's
so
cool.
Anyway, it's good to be with you again.
Always
thank
a pleasure.
You for promoting talk.com, the best news.
Oh, hold it. I'm actually going to put, let me see if I can do this now and not screw this up. Oh, there we are.
There's Huma.
Right.
That Soros guy.
Oh, my God. Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, and there's Mayorkas. It's like, oh, my God. It's like, okay. You know, hey, I got to tell you, before we actually go here, I haven't talked too much about this impeachment thing because I don't think it matters. He's never going to get removed. He's not driving the bus. It's like, it's all just BS.
Right. It's like yelling at the person at the post office how horseshit the delivery system is.
That's a great analogy.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. That's exactly what it is. Yeah.
He wants his paycheck. He's got bills to pay. Right?
Yeah.
He's thinking of retiring.
Yeah.
And he's just part of this busted system that's called our government.
That's right.
He just happens to represent this border that for some reason we think it's a good idea to let people into the fairgrounds without having them pay admission.
That's right. That's right. God bless them. I know. That's a fantastic idea. Sure. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, this is the front page of Conk in real time. Right. So that's at conk.com, conk.com. And Jeff is the publisher and CEO. And thanks for coming on, guy. I really appreciate it. We're going to see you next Wednesday.
The dynamic duo.
The dynamic duo with you and Jennifer Oliver O'Connell.
Yes.
Yeah, from Red State. So we're looking forward to that, too.
And I'm not traveling next week. I apologize for in January. I was sitting in a hotel room in San Antonio, Texas. Just a quick little spoof here. The fire alarm goes off, right?
Uh-huh.
And now this is a gigantic resort.
Do you have your pants on?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm walking through. I poke my head out. You know, I'm like, well, the smoke isn't on this wing. There's 600 rooms in this thing, and there's like 300 of us there. It's like, okay, so this thing's chirping. Please exit the building. Please exit the building. Now, it's cold in San Antonio. It's colder than hell. I go out, and I'm looking around. Run into another human being. Smoke down there? No smoke. I said, well, it's warmer in my room. I'm going back to my room. I come down for this dinner happy hour thing, right? In this big foyer between the main building, this foyer, and then where this cocktail hour is, they've got these portable heaters they've set out, right?
Uh-huh.
And walking by them, and I'm like, well, that's why the frickin' fire detector smoke alarm went off. I said, those things are kerosene.
Yeah.
You're supposed to put them outside, not in an enclosed area. Right?
That's nuts. What were they thinking?
And so I'm walking with this gal, happens to be from Minnesota, too. And she goes, no, that's probably propane. I said, well, I don't see a hose to a propane tank. It's got a screw cap about that big.
Yeah.
Dump the kerosene in there. I said, yeah, no, that thing's kerosene. Look inside there. See that yellow flame? That's kerosene. Go smell it. Oh, yeah, that's not propane.
Yeah, but only a gal from Minnesota could even have this conversation. I mean, it's like...
I'm like, if you were in an ice house with that, your eyes would be burning.
Yeah, Yeah. I mean,
well,
so
anyway.
Well, you survived. Thank goodness.
They must have had a half a dozen of them around the place.
That's just crazy.
Trying to put some heat into these areas that don't have heat.
Yeah.
It's usually 800 degrees in the building.
That's right.
So anyway, I apologize. I totally
no problem.
Missed my notification on my phone. I had my computer. I had my camera. I'm getting old.
You still look fabulous, though. Very attractive,
but
man.
Not as old as Joe.
No. No one's as old as Joe. No. And it's not even the number. It's just like he's old.
It's just what happens to us.
Yeah, I know. It's going
to
be me, too.
Yep.
Yeah. It's like I was cutting my toenails today, and no one wants to hear about that.
No, God, no. I don't even want to know what piece of equipment you had to do that.
Chainsaw?
All right. Happy
All right.
Valentine's Day. Say the,
happy
Valentine's.
Yeah.
Peter's happy Valentine's as well.
You too, man. And to your lovely wife also. I appreciate it. And thank you. Always a pleasure, Jeffrey.
I'll see you next week.
We'll talk to you next week. Yeah.
I am depressing.
Oh, my God. It's Jeffrey Meyer, the CEO and publisher of Conk News at conk.com. I'm going to put this on one more time. Oh, yeah. We got a little bit of a bug here. I think. Hold on. I'm not going to bother. I'm sorry. I screwed it up. Sorry, Jeffrey. We got a little bit of a bug. When the page turns over, sometimes if I try to put it on the screen, it doesn't show. So anyway, yeah, that's Jeff Meyer. That was fun. And then we had Vlad Putin. And now we're going to do one more thing here. Oh, we got a caller. Hold on. Hello, you're on the air. Can you hear me? I don't know what's going on here. We've got these calls before. It's like, first of all, this is an unlisted number, and I don't think there's anybody there. Hello? Hello? Nope. We'll kill that. And we're going to call my mother now. There we go. We're dialing. We're calling my mother, my 99-year-old mother from small town Minnesota. Oh, call did not go through. Can you hear me? You're on the air. Hello. Well, all right. I'm not going to bore you, folks. Let me try this one more time here. Let's see if we can talk to Mama Peters in small town Minnesota. She's 99 years old. She still lives on her own. She's 99 and a half. Nope, this call is not going through. Sorry. Sorry, Mom. I couldn't talk to you. I'll have to tell her later. So, I do have a couple things for a C block here. I'm always prepared in case we have major failure. Did you see that? So, all right. This is from the Daily Star in the UK. They run crazy shit. So there's a woman, and she's from Scottsdale, Arizona. She's American. So she says that she's a 50-year-old cougar working on older OnlyFans, and she's selling molds of her vagina for $150, and they're selling like hotcakes. And believe it or not, I'm going to see if I can get her on the show. I thought, what the hell? She's as good a guest as anything, you know. Morning Joe has Jake Sullivan, and we've got the woman from Scottsdale who's selling molds of vagina. It sounds like pretty much close, par for the course. You know, I don't hear the beginning of Jeffrey's interview there, but he said, you know, that when he heard that Michael Harrison from the U was on our show for UN World Radio Day, he thought it was a joke. Yeah, I know. Most people did. All right, we're going to call in the evening. I got shit falling apart here. This is not good. Tomorrow night, Nathan Wooster from the Epoch Times, political and energy environmental reporter from the Epoch Times in New York City, he's going to be talking to us. Actually, I think Nathan lives in Chicago, if I'm right, but the Epoch Times is out in New York City. So, and I've always said there's only two papers in America, if you're talking about traditional newspapers, worth paying for, the Wall Street Journal and the Epoch Times. Everyone else is lying, at least the mainstream media. I did read a couple things about, there's people talking about Puck News, which sounds kind of like Conk News. I know, it's occurred to me. But Puck News is not a news aggregator. That is an actual original reporting site. And apparently they're doing quite well, even though the whole thing's behind a paywall. So you have to pay to see any of it. But I guess they've talked people into doing it. So apparently it's working out pretty well for them. Okay, folks. So, yeah, we're done for tonight. So tomorrow night, like I said, Nathan Wooster and Larry Newman on Monday. We don't do Fridays here. Fridays we're off. Good night, Esperanza. Good night, Uncle Donnie. And good night to you wherever you are. We'll see you tomorrow night. Take care.